Blog Talk Radio. Father, we need you each and every day of our lives. Father, we need you to help us to be able to understand what does say your Torah instructs us. Father, just help us, Father, so we can do nothing without you. Father, I pray for those that are not here, but whatever that the reason that they might not be here, Father, you know and you only know. But Father, I pray, whatever it is, Father, that you will strengthen them. And Father, just help them. But Father, you know what they stand in need of, Father. In your name, Father. In your name. Father, I pray, Father, that you will just help us, Father. And Father, this morning, I pray, Father, for my son. Father, I pray that you will open his eyes, that he will see what does that your Torah instruction. Father, open his eyes that he might hear what thus says your Torah instructor. Father, I pray, Father, that he will get about your business and start doing your Torah instructor, Father, that he might save him all his own life, that he might be saved. In your name, Father. Father, I pray for Israel, all of Israel, Father. I pray for them, Father, that you will open and stop their ears, Father. It open their eyes that they might see what does say your Torah instructor. Father, we all need to know your Torah instructor. standing, Father, in your name. Thank you. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Chronicles 16, verse 9. See how he sent them out. St. Chronicles 16, verse 9.
of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. And I see the producer got a brand new series on deck. And what do it say? Is exposing the lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. That's a big talk right there. Exposing the lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. That's a big talk right there. All right, that's big talking. And young Lionel came out of his cage, out of his, what do you call it, cage, or not cage, you know that big cage, yeah, cage. He popped in and popped back out. So now I guess we probably can get something going on, and that's what it's all about. A brand new series called Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. That's a big talk with that. So we got to do some zeroing in it. So, young line, properly you got that book, book called, what's the book called? Let me see that book called. I know it's 1560, the Geneva Bible. So, yeah, let me see. So we know the young line saying, WCC? See, you intend to get cut off tonight, ain't you? Well, you know, we got a job to do, and whatever come up got to come up. So we're doing a brand new series called Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church, because all religions sprung out of the Catholic Church. Whether you're the Latter-day Saint, whether you're the Mormon, whatever it is, Islam, everything sprung out of the Catholic Church. So, this might be a big series, I don't know, but we're going to take a look at it. Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. Okay, good enough. All right. So now, y'all line, look for the Bible, men's facts of the Geneva Bible, 1506. This book was printed before the King James Bible come out. It's called a Geneva 1560. And we're going to take a look at something after we bring the young line in. And I guess we'll see which way it go. But this is a brand new series, Exposing the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. Exposing their lies. That's kind of big, exposing their lies. So, let's find the young line. Is he up for some powerful reading? Let's find out if the young line going to come on stage. Because a lot of times, certain things make those to hear grandmama calling in. I think I hear grandmama calling me. Okay. But, and that's what he said in Judges chapter 7, verse 3 and 4. He said, take them down to the water, Gilead, and I'm going to try them there. I'm going to show you who about this water, with the water this word and who not. And the ones I say it's going to take care of business, that's the one you work with. Ain't got nothing to do with seniority. No. It got something to do with when you put that spirit on you, you're going to roll your sleeves up and get in where you fit in at. Enough said on that. Brand new series, Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. Everything is sprung from the Catholic Church. That way you get the word called religion from. Matter of fact, the word Catholic means universal. That means we can make it work. All right. That's enough hype. Let's see if we find a young lion and see if he's up for the task of dealing with part one of Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. So when you meet the young lion out of Camp One, up-and-coming teacher, getting warmed up, we'll see. Brother Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Judah, Yahweh beat you there, see right you.
Yahweh bless you there. There is real of Steve Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, young line. Wait, a producer gonna put up another series there, young line, called Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. So we're gonna find out a couple things. Is you ready to do your part in this brand new series there, young line? So you ready to do your part there, young lion, in this brand new series? Come on.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm definitely ready to do that.
Hallelujah. Well, I will see him on here. I'll put you on here. Ready to do your part. That was all about. All right, young lion, with this brand new series. So let's see, can we get all the help we can get? And how you get the help? You look right down at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get going on there, young lion. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. And that's the game changer right there. You want the righteous spirit, it's ready to teach you, because you're dealing with high powers. Matter of fact, let's bring that out. Let's look at the righteous spirit teach you in that very same hour. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6 there, young man. Because, see, what you're dealing with, see, you're dealing with, you got to have all the righteous spirit with you. So he'll lay it out the way he wants you to lay it out. So in the book of Ephesians there, young man, in the 6th chapter, let's see what we're dealing with. Pick it around by verse 13. Let's see what we're dealing with in the part one of exposing the lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints, because the Latter-day Saints, the World Council of Churches, Baptists, everything sprung out of the Catholic Church. So you have to deal with them first. That's one of the greatest mysteries. You got to check and see what they have did, because every Christian came out of the Catholic Church first. So in Ephesians chapter 6, pick it around my verse 11 there, young liner. Let's see what we can get going on in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11. But pick it with verse 10, make it sound good. Pick it with verse 10. Ephesians 6, 10, let's read a little bit there, young liner. Part 1, let's get going on, come on.
We're going over to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to pick it up at verse number 10 and read down. The book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Yahweh and in the power of his might. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of Yahweh that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts, the fiery dots of the wicked. Verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. Verse 18.
Right there. So now you got to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh, because what you're dealing with now, you're dealing with high powers. I mean high power. Read verse 14 again there, young line. What do verse 14 say? And the wiles, and that verse that was read, is the wiles of the devil. He got wiles. That verse 11, that's the wiles of the devil. He got many trains to deceive you. And what we're going to do, we have to look at it and walk it down from a foundational teaching. And then we can take care of the Latter-day Saints along the way and everybody else, but you got to deal with the Catholic Church, exposing the lies of the Catholic Church first, because that's what everything came out of. So what you say in verse 14 again there, young line?
All right, we're going back over to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse number 14. 14 reads, And therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
So you say you got to have some truth. See, you got to have some truth, and you have to, and you got to have some truth. And that's the game changer right there. So what is the biblical definition of that word called truth? You got to have some truth. We call it St. John 8:32. That's how the Spirit of Yahweh works a lesson. See, you just throw it out there. You take it from there. So you got to have some truth. If you don't get down to understanding and doing the Almighty's work, which is His Word, you got to have some truth. So what is truth according to St. John 8:32? What's truth there, young man?
Okay, we're going over there to the book of St. John. Chapter 8, we'll pick it up at verse number 32. The book of St. John, chapter 8, verse 32 reads, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
And the truth will make you free. See, this brand new series we're doing, exposing the lies of the Catholic Church. And every organization sprung out of the Catholic Church. Good. So the truth will make you free. Let's precept that to 17, verse 17 here, young line. We're going to St. John, and we're looking at 17, verse number 17. And we see our mother came to the stage. Now we're going to bring her in after you look at that 17:17. But one thing about it. When it's getting hot, when it gets hot and heavy, you're going to see who's going to step up. One thing about it, you know one thing. Old Mother E, he said, look here. If I can get it up here, I'll drop it. I'll drop it on him. And that's all.
We'll
drop it on him. And that's what it's all about. That's the spirit we're talking about. All right. So, 17:17 says what?
The book of St. John, chapter 17, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, "Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth."
So we got to find out, we got to sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is the truth. That's the truth. So the word is in this book. This is the truth. So this is a brand new series we're dealing with, Mother E. And Mother E was dealing with a brand new called Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church and all that came out of the Catholic Church, which is the Latter-day Saints and the WCC. And you just about it. Well, the young lion, he'll hold on, but we don't have to deal with it. So you want to stab it up. Cut the old seal off, so be it. But we still going to deal with it when we do get a chance to go on the microphone. So Mother E. Now Mother E would get ready to deal with a brand new series called Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church. Brand new series there, Mother E. This is take one of a brand new series called Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. Now, and we know a lot of readers and a lot of members will start hearing things in the background, Mother, and they start hearing Grandmama calling them. So I think I hear somebody calling them. So we know one thing. The young lion, he said, I'm ready to go. Now, Mother E, tell me something. Are you ready to go and take a look at this series and see what it's all about? Because I know you like this. If they get up there, you're driving on them. And so far, that's how you've been. So we can see. Hey, Mother E, Tribal Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you, that's Roy.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, that's Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. Now, Mother E, You know, we're getting warmed up now. This is a brand new series. The producer put another series up called Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day. Now, Mother, I don't know one thing. Are you ready to do your part in this brand new series? That's what those seer want to know. Come on.
Do best I can.
Best you can? Well, that's good enough. The best you can, that's good enough. And we know Mother V, she is at the table right now, getting prepared to hear some on this brand new series. And now, if Judah is, I'm not ready yet. I'm getting ready to come that way. I'm going to holler in that microphone real soon. So just let me hear some more. I got to get a little bit more clarity on some things. And one day you will be hearing Sister B.F. Judah Israel. She's going to be hollering that microphone real soon. Because she like me hollering that microphone everywhere. That's what I like. Don't see her. This is a brand new series. Now, we just got to read that what the truth is in St. John 8:32 and 1 and 17:17, the word is the truth. So we clear, Mother, the word is the truth. Now, in the book of Sirach, Mother E, the book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse 25, can you still see out while we kind of get warmed up for this brand new series? What do we say in Sirach, chapter 4, verse 4, then I want you to go over to the 13th chapter, verse 2 Corinthians, verse 8. I want you to knock down for those seer. Back to back there, Mother, as we get warmed up for this brand new series, Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church. Come on, Mother, you're on the clock. Come on.
Right, chapter 24, verse what verse?
Well, make it 25, verse 4, Mother. Make it 25, verse
4.
Yes, ma'am. Make it 25, verse 4. Start right there.
The book of Sirach, chapter 25, verse 4, read. Oh, how commonly a thing is judgment for.
Well, hold on, Mother. Hold on, Mother. Look at it real good. Look at Sirach 25, verse 4, real carefully. Take your time now, because it's a brand new series. Got to lay a little foundation down. So look at that Sirach. This is the books that the Protestants, the protesters, taken out in 1885.
Yeah,
25 verse 4. I've been once I get in that spirit of Yahweh there, Mother, if you don't write it down quick enough, I'd be 5 steps ahead. I'd be on something else. 25 verse 4, let's pick it up right there.
That's Sirach 25, verse 4. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, how commonly a thing is judgment.
Well, make it 5. Well, hold on, Mom. Make it 5, because I got so nervous and got happy to be dealing with this brand new series. And what will happen, I got to go find, I don't know where my book's at. I don't see no books. I'm just ready to get going. Right. So, young man, make it 5. Help me out there, young man. The old city, he's struggling all over the place now because he don't got it so happy to be dealing with this new series that the producer put up. So now I'm just trying to get warmed up. 25, let's see, 25 verse, where it tells you, but not the, Can you help me out there, young man? What verse do Hosea need to get warmed up about in Sirach when it tell us what not to do? Since we put already on St. John 8:32, and we read St. John 17:17. I did take notes on that. But now I'm looking for some more precepts on that, young man. So what Hosea doing wrong there? Can you help me out there? Come on.
Yeah, no. I'm looking into the matter right now, see, now, since we came from St. John chapter 8, verse 32, and then we went to John 17:17, we look for something, Mr. Rock. I think we're going to be going to chapter 4, verse 25.
Mother, she just pulled it out. Mosey pulled it out. It's the 425, sir. Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, Mosey pulled out 425.
That's what you have told me.
I like. That let me know when you're studying this book. You ain't just picking this book up when it's trying to throw down. Now, Mosey, let me tell you something here. Don't think I ain't got time on you. You make sure you call them scriptures out right. Don't you? I call them out. That's right. Hallelujah. Well, make it 425. Thank you, there. Hey, Mother Z, 425 of Sirach. I'm writing it down the quickest I can. I'm writing it down, too. Sirach. 425.
Well, I hit first. Sirach, chapter 4.
Yes, ma'am. 425. Mm-hmm. Yep, 425. So you're going back to back. You're going to 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8. And then we off and running. So, see, once I stop Mother Z. Mother Z, let me tell you something, sir. I got my eye on you. Make sure you call it the way it is. Because I know what it says in Acts 15, verse 15. Matter of fact, what do we say anyway in Acts 15:15, young lion? What do we say in Acts 15:15? What do it say? Young lion, what do it say?
Going over to the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse number 15. The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse number 15. Verse 15 reads, "And to disagree the words of the seer, as it is written."
See, you don't let nobody stand before you and tell you a good game. Because how you putting your whole salvation in those who stand before you, how you know they're telling you right? You supposed to only agree to stand before you if he's telling you about what's written in this Bible. Not written in some book that's been made up after the Bible's been closed. No. You got to understand that thing. You got to, your salvation on the line. So if you don't make the right calling and agree with the seer, but what kind of way of getting your line? How you agree with him?
As it is written.
As it is written. So, I can count how many, you know, that really like those seer. I can count on one hand. How many like those seals? So it ain't about liking the seal, period. It's about your salvation. Make sure what will stand before you is giving you what the Bible says. Because they could be a book of a seed in the lake of fire. And they can have you coming too. That's up to you. Remember, this is a brand new series we're doing. This series called Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. But you got to deal with the Catholic Church first. Why? Because every man-made doctrine came out of the Catholic Church. So you got to zero on them first before you get to the Latter-day Saints. Got it? Good. Because everybody sprung out of the Roman Catholic Church. Islam, Judaism, all that stuff came out of the Catholic Church. Five-pointed star, the six-pointed star. So the origin of it, you got to get rid of the top of the head, and you got to cut the head off that top snake. You mother. So mother in 425. Can you help those say out what it say? 425, what it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse 25. In no wise speak against the truth, but be evasive of, the error of thine ignorance.
So otherwise, once you hear the truth that's in the Bible, don't just all of a sudden now take your knees up. Now you want to fuss and fight about you hearing the truth. See, no wise speak against the truth. Now, once you hear the truth, as it's written, with the precepts, it's up to you. So I give my precept, our mother, in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Then we're going to look at a statement that John wrote. So we're going to find out how did John wrote what he getting ready to say. So now, mother, in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8, can you help those see it out? I'm struggling because I got happy on this series already, exposing the lies of, that should be the mother church, the Catholic church. I know where everything started from. That is on the left side. That's on the left side of the Bible. Everything started from the root of the Catholic Church. So we're going to take our time to walk it down. This might be a long series. I don't know. We'll see. But what it says we can read in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8.
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
And we can't do nothing against the truth. You can't do nothing against the truth. You know, you're just wasting your time. I mean, you can't do, and now, young line, let's precept that. What you mean? Now, who is this truth that we can read by going to the 14th chapter of St. John, verse 6? Now, let's find out that you can't do nothing against the truth. You can bump your gums, you can argue, you can cuss. But when it's time to open up that Bible, put on your case. Matter of fact, give me 41:21 or Acts first, young lion. Give me Isaiah the seer. What does he write in 41:21 first? What can we read? Come on.
All right, we're going over there to the book of Isaiah the seer. Chapter 41, verse 21. In the book of Isaiah, it says, chapter 41, verse 21. Verse 21 reads, produce your cause, says the Yahuwah. Bring forth your strong reason, says the King of Israel.
Produce your cause. So we're going to produce our cause on what the producer put up, exposing the lives of the Catholic Church. We're going to produce our call. So, produce your call. How you do that? Let's go to Acts chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. So how do you produce your call and bring forth your strong reason? How do you do it? Let's see. The 17th chapter of Acts, verse 10 and 11, young man. What can we read?
We're going over there to the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 10 and verse number 11. Verse 10 reads, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming there went into the synagogue of the Jews. Verse number 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. Search the scriptures daily, whether those things were so.
So you got to search the scriptures if those things are so. Now, we just found out that in the book we read in the 17th chapter, we read that the Jews, they went into the synagogue, Jews went there. So So now, right then and there, we have to stop right there and identify this word Jew properly. Take notes on the international side, according to what you're saying. Yeah, okay, real pack and more coming in behind what you teaching on now. Uh-huh. So, the first thing you have to do is when you put your Luke 12:12 in, it'll show you what you got to do. Now, Paul was over in Thessalonica, and the Jews heard him. They heard him, and then they wouldn't search the scripture. They didn't start running the fat mouth. They searched the scripture, said it's so. And just like find out about these Jews, we're going to see, can that word hold up if you search the scripture? Because one thing about it, if you don't have, remember, once we learn English, we only learn how to parakeet the Bible, not comprehend the Bible. They didn't teach you how to comprehend. They taught you how to parakeet the Bible. Read. But understanding like a parakeet. You have no understanding. But we don't give you understanding. This word Jew. We got to deal with that word Jew because you use that word so loosely, but not knowing the foundation of this word Jew. Now, let's run on to 2 Kings 16 there, young line. We're going to 2 Kings 16. Now take note. Sister B.S. due to Israel. Take note. Because one day you're going to be on the clock. And you're going to be sitting around many people with their mouth gone. You're going to have to go to your notes and take care of business. Keep that in your mind. But you have to take notes. Don't worry about turning scriptures. Just listen and take notes. Because we turn a lot of scriptures. So now, in 2 Kings, that young line, we're going to the 16th chapter. And we're going to find out the origin of this word called the Jew. Where did that word come from? Is that word, it's commonly used so rapidly right now because out of the word Jew, you get Jewish, Judaism, and Judaism religion. You get everything out of this word Jew. But we're going to find out where this word came from. We're going to 2 Kings 16, verse 1, young line. Find out where this word come from. 16, verse 1 of 2 Kings. Let's read what we see, what it says. We're going to see what we can get out of 16, verse 1. 2 Kings 16, verse 1, what it say?
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 16, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, in the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign.
So the king of Judah began to reign. The king of Judah, keep that in your mind. The king of Judah get ready to reign. Now back up to verse 15:32. I just want to pound some in. Take notes. And 2 Kings 15, read verse 32.
Okay. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 15, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 32. 32 reads. In the second year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, began Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, to reign.
Mm-hmm. Verse number 36.
Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah?
Verse 37.
In those days, the Yahuwah began to sin against Judah, Rizin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah.
All right, so now you find out, so The Almighty, he was mad. He got mad at you. So he started sending other nations at them because something they have did. But if you notice, he's mad at Judah. So now, Amalias and all the people, all these right here, you know, they got a little plan going on. But the Almighty have mustered the battle. So now keep this in mind. You see what we gonna read? We read Judah, king of Judah. Then we keep reading the same conversation. And look what happened in verse number 5. 16, verse 5. Now remember, Judah, king of Judah, right? Verse 5, 16, 5, what it says, 16, 5.
Second Kings, chapter 16. I'm picking up at verse number 5. Verse 5 reads, "Then risen king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him."
Now you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Look, yeah, now you see, the same, when we read the same book in the 15th chapter, the same camp of the nation that came against king of Judah. Reason was the king and Syria came up, Pekah and Remaliah, all of them came and jumped Judah. They jumped the king of Judah. Watch yourself now. Now, sister, BSB Judah Israel, listen what happened in verse number 6. Let me see what you catch it right out the 16:6.
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 16, verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, "At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria and drove the Jews from Elath. And the Syrians came to Elath and dwelt there."
Hold on. Yeah, right there, y'all. And drove the who?
The Jews.
Drove the Jews. Wait a minute. This conversation ain't had nothing to do with no Jews. You see, this is when cook your books right here, Sister B.S., Judah Israel. This is when they slid this word in the Jews. Right here, which is a replacement, it is called polluted for Judah. So when you read your Bible, whenever you see the word Jew in your Bible, here go your foundation. The first time they changed the word from Judah to the Jew. This is when it came in. So here go your origin of this word called the Jew. So whenever you see these words, the Jew, scripture-wise, it is, now let's run to the second chapter and show you what you do. This is what you do when you see the word. We're going to EZRA and see exactly what do you do with this word when you see it. When you see, let me see the word Jew in the Bible. You got to go to the scripture and see what do you do with this word. We're going to EZRA, the book of Ezra, and see if you see anything that's contrary to, and when you brought the word in, what do? You go in your Bible, EZRA, and you take a look. Let's see, we're going to EZRA chapter 2, and we'll look at verse 62. Let's see exactly what you do. EZRA, chapter 2, verse number 62. Now, this is what you do. See, you have to take a deep breath, and when you hear them holler, the Jew, Jewish peoples, Judaism religion, and you say, well, what's the origin of this word called the Jew? And what do you do when you see this word called Jew? This, you know, is really replacing Judah. What do the Bible tell you do with it? 262, what did it say there, young lion? EZRA 262, what?
The book of Ezra, EZRA, chapter 2, verse 62. 62 reads, These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood.
You see that? So when you see a word that don't belong there, because every word must be through genealogy. The word Jew do not have a genealogy word. The word Jew is a polluted word for Judah. So when you see his word Jew in your Bible, you pronounce sentence on it, polluted for Judah. And they'll say, well, where'd you get that from? Oh, I got it from, Second Kings 16. When they talk, he posted with a nice, calm voice. So I got it from Second Kings 16. And Second Kings 16 says, what is in 16:1? What does it say in 16:1?
Going back over to Second Kings chapter 16, verse number 1, read. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, son of Jotham, king of Judah.
Mm-hmm. 15:37.
Second Kings chapter 15, verse 37 reads. In those days the Yahweh began to sin against Judah, risen in king of Syria, and Peter, son of Remaliah.
He get rid of them. Send them against him. He sent these people against the king of Judah. Okay, good. Then you turn right over to read 16, verse 6. Now, the Almighty, he sent these nations against the king of Judah. 16:6.
Second Kings, chapter 16, verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, at this time, risen king of Syria recovered Elath to Syria and drove the Jews from Elath.
You see that? And drove the Jews. See that? There you go right there. So that's how you're busting in the middle of the street right there. How they been busted in the middle of the street. Well, you see, that point on, you see right then and there that they are a light by placing that word in it. As a matter of fact, they've been a liar's sin, mother. Whoever did this, which we'll take care of later, they've been a liar from how long, mother, in the book called Psalm 58, verse 3. How long they've been a liar? Hey, mother, how long have those that like to change things around, how long they've been a liar that we can read in 58, verse 3?
Book of Psalms.
Yeah, Psalms.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3, 58, 3.
The book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
He said the wicked come out of the womb line. He said that wicked, soon as he's born, before he even come out crying out of the womb, he come out of line. That's how deep it is on the wicked. So we ain't out of wicked. But we clear about it. The world is, whoever did this right here, they was wicked. Whoever removed Judah out of the book and put Jew there, we know they are wicked. And they come out of womb line. See? Got it? Good. Now, let's go back again one more time to now. When we put the word Judah in place of the Jew, we ain't got to pronounce nothing on it. Now your Bible going to read the word called Jew. But now you got the origin that the word Jew is polluted for Judah. So when these uppity teachers come on, they're going to put the word Judah in there. Don't look and say, aha, that boy be Jew. No, I don't boy be no Jew. That's why when you come to class, even on the net, you get in and get your nice seat. You don't come in and get you 35 minutes behind because you're going to miss a lot. So now you're good. So now you see now. So now when you read the Bible, you read the word Jew, but it's polluted for Judah. So when you hear these professional teachers, readers read the word Judah in there, now you know the origin of it. That what belongs there, because everybody in the Bible is reckoned through genealogy. So here's the point. If you see a word in the Bible, you say, well, everybody in the Bible is reckoned through genealogy. Who's the father of the Jew? It's up. It ain't no father to the Jew, because the Jew is a replacement for Judah. You got it? Good. So now, because remember, the Bible says you got to be reckoned through genealogy. Matter of fact, Mother E, help me out in the Chronicle book. Help those see out in the Chronicle book. See, once you understand, we all can read our Bible, but we got to know what we read. That's why it's very important to, you know, humble yourself. We know you got big-time degrees, you know, majority. Those on the network, on the internet side, over 800,000 strong. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, WCC. Over 800,000 strong. We ain't going to tell you how many. Hey, well, it's up to you. That's up to you. So, understand one thing. We've been taught to be a parakeet in reading. Never comprehending anything according to the Bible. We have been reading about it. But now we're going to show you how you comprehend this Bible. So now we know clearly, when we see the word Jew, it do not have a genealogy to it. It's polluted for Judah. Got it. So in 2 Chronicles, there, mother. We're going to 2 Chronicles, and is that what I want? What Chronicles do I want? When you got a good meal, mother, you just you don't know where to start sticking your fork in on it. Make it 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. Let the whole say out in 1 Chronicles 9, 1. Hey, mother, 1 Chronicles 9, 1.
1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogy. And behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression.
Excellent. See, now see who went to Babylon? Now who went to Babylon was Israel and Judah. Is that right? See, now guess what? Now another precept coming in. See, now who went to Babylon? Israel was called 10 northern tribes. Judah is 3 tribes, Judah, Benjamin, Levi. That's Judah. So they went to Babylon. Now, let me show you how you catch another lie. Yeah, let's catch another lie now. Now you see who went to Babylon. They reckoned through genealogy. Who went there was Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and all of them went to Babylon. Now, we're going to just precept the Bible and look at 5:13 of the book of Peter, a month. Read the way you see it. I'm going to show you how you catch things. And then once you write it down and take notes, then you know how to properly read your Bible and stop parakeeting your Bible. The comprehensions come in. So who went to Babylon records through genealogy was all Israel. Reckon through genealogy, Israel and Judah. Hear the name? Israel is the father. Judah, Israel, all these are here, this bloodline. So now you're reading your Bible right. So now we're going to fast forward real quick to 1 Peter 5:13. And mother, read the way you see it. You heard what you heard. See, remember, never speak against the truth. The word is the truth. We read that already. And not only we read that, we didn't get a chance to read. Hold that point. Young line, give me that 14, verse 6 and 7 of St. John. And what is the truth? You know, we might have gone get deep with that. So in St. John 14, particularly verse 6, and young line, 14, verse 6 says what?
Going over there to the book of St. John, chapter 14, we want verse number 6 and verse number 7. Verse 6 reads, Yahweh the Son saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Verse 7.
That's good enough. Hold that point. 7 up. So now, according to verse 6, there, young man, who is the truth? According to 14, verse 6. Who is, he said, and no wise speak against the truth. So, who is the truth according to St. John 14, verse 6?
Yahweh the Son.
Young man.
Yahweh the Son.
So don't speak against the truth. Don't you? When you speak against the truth of this Bible, you speak it against Yahweh the Son. And he receives everything from the Father. So you got a double whammy on you. So don't speak, don't kick against the truth. When you kick against the truth, you kick against his word. He is the word. Don't it tell you in 1:1? What it says in St. John 1:1? See, this is how you have to spirit of Yahweh to teach a lesson properly. And he didn't give it to everybody. So when we read St. John 1:1, with that understanding, young man, look what it says in St. John 1:1.
Okay. We're going over there to the book of St. John, chapter 1, verse number 1, verse 1 reads, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with Yahweh the Father. And the Word was Yahweh the Son. Verse 2. Let me just say 1:1.
Go ahead and read some up. Go ahead and read some up. Because you're right, bumming all around with him out reading a little stuff. Give me a little bit more. Verse 2.
Verse 2 reads, the same was in the beginning with Yahweh the Father. Verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
Now, watch this. Watch what it says in verse 14.
Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
And the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. Now who came in the flesh? See that? Who came in the flesh? He said in the beginning was the Word. So this Word was in the beginning. And it's saying in the beginning was the Word, and he became flesh. You see that? He became flesh. So when you precept your Bible there to the fifth chapter, verse 36, 37, there, young man, St. John, listen what he says here. So he said he became flesh. But look what it says when you precept your Bible in the fifth chapter, verse 36 and 37. What it say that Mother E? What it say that we can read?
St. John chapter 5, verse 36 and
yes.
Verse 37. St. John
yes,
chapter
ma'am. What
5,
it say?
Verse 36 reads, but I have great witnesses. But I have greater witness, the things that of John, for the work which the Father has given me to finish, the same work that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Verse 37. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
Yeah. So the one that was made flesh in the beginning, it wasn't the Father, because ye heard the Father or seen his shape at any time. That was
right.
John said. So that means that Joseph Smith, in his book called The Mormon Book, says that when he was out there in his book called the Mormon's Book, when he was out there in his father's backyard somewhere in the woods, he said, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father, both of them appeared to him and talked to him. See that? Mm-hmm. You see, you don't have them alone away. According to the Bible, that didn't work. The Father never came where you can see him. The only one came where you can see him was the Son. But he got in this book called the Mormon Book, the Father and the Son came to him. See, now, really, we're going to get at you too real good. But see, we just giving you a little tap to let you know we do see you, but we on something else. So now you see, when you're reading your Mormon book, and when they foundation of teaching is, Joseph Smith said he was out in the forest, the Lord Jesus Christ came to him, and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and both of them talked to him. But according to his own mouth, that didn't happen. See, you see how you catch them red-handed? So now they doctrine is on what he experienced. Now we find out that's a lie from the pits of hell right there. So what else they lying on? We gonna find out. But get back to where we are. So now we find out the word was made flesh. So now we're gonna precept this word was made flesh and find out a little bit more about it by going to Revelation chapter 1:17-19, there, young lion. And 4:1. Let's find out about this word was made flesh. Who is this was made flesh? So we know it wasn't the Father, so automatically it must be the other guy. And the other guy is the Son. It ain't no Trinity, dude. Again, that lie will be exposed in this series. It's only the Father and the Son and a numerable of angels called, what you call them, the Holy Ghost or Righteous Spirit or whatever you want to call them. And you got wicked, all of them, you know. But right now, we just laying the foundation right now. So now, in 1:17-19, help me out there, young lion, what it say that we can read? Revelation 1:17-19.
The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 17 down to verse 19. Verse 17 reads, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And have the keys of hell and of death. Verse 19. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
Now look what that angel told him. He says, I lived, was dead, and you know who that were, right? You clear who that were. Who, matter of fact, what you mean now? A lot of they say, what you mean? Who is that? Who that was dead? Hey, mother. Let's look at, go to Revelation. Let's find out in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 down to verse 8. Find out who that was. How did they saints want, you know, they already, you know, hey, I have no problem with that. Let's find out what they talking about right here. But when you find out things, go to 1 verse 5 down to verse 8. Mother E. 1 verse 5 down to verse 8. And young lion, have me that 4:1, wait, 4:1 and 2 of 17 chapter. So I will take care of the Latter-day Saints on who is this we talking about by going to Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. What does it say?
Book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. Verse 5. And from Yahweh, the God who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the day, and the prince of the kings, of the earth unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 6. And had made us kings and priests unto Yahweh and his Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which perish preach him, and all the kingdom of the earth shall walk because of him. Even so. Hallelujah. Verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. The beginning and the end.
Yes. He said, everybody gonna see the one they appear. He said, I'm the first and the last. I'm the one that was, I'm the first one you gonna see and the last one you gonna see. He said, I'm the beginning and the ending, and I'm the one that, what happened in verse 5, mother again? Who's this guy in verse 5?
Okay.
Verse 5.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And from Yahweh the Son, whom is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth unto him that loved us and washed us out of sin in his blood.
Yeah, that's big talk with that. See, look at this is what I'm looking for out of Six Anointed Camp. I'm looking for you to take a deep breath and be able to meet him where they are. You all are going to be outnumbered. He made that plain, you're going to be outnumbered. But he told the seer exactly how you really stand. He told the seer to tell the people, you're always going to be outnumbered. Because if you go anywhere with just teaching, you're going to be outnumbered. But he had it written for you to get your pep talk through your scriptures. Hey, mother, what he got written in the 59th chapter of Isaiah. See, this is what he got written. You comfort yourself through the scriptures. And he already got it written how it's going to happen. In the 59th chapter of Isaiah, can you help those see out on what it said that we can read? Well, we can read in, what we want. Wait a minute. Let's see what we want. I want 6022. 6022. See, listen. So understand one thing. When you step out there, Sister B.S., Judah Israel, you always going to be outnumbered. Keep that in your mind. But you're not outnumbered. If you understand what the Bible is saying in 60, verse number 22. What can we read in Isaiah chapter 60? 22. What did it say there, mother?
Isaiah 60.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. Ivy Yahweh will hasten it in his time.
And his time, and the time is now. So you're always going to be outnumbered. You'll be outnumbered in your family. You're going to be out. What? Where did you get that from? You're going to think everybody gaining up on you. No, no, no. That's how it's supposed to be. You want them all to come sit down. But you got to put some book on them. Can't talk. No. Can't talk. Got to be a 4:11. Hey, mother, what you got to be 4:10-11 of First Peter? No. Can't do no talking. You got to say, look here, if y'all come to visit me, you got to bring your paper, pen, and your book. Because we're going to do some Bible. I ain't let y'all game up on me and talk about what we used to do. I'm going to put some book. And you start on your family. Put some book on your family. First Peter chapter 4, verse 11. What did it say there, Mother E?
First Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10. First Peter chapter 4, verse 10. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of Yahweh. Verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Yahweh. Oracles of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh gives, that Yahweh in all things may be glorified through Yahweh the Son, to whom he prayed.
Thank you, Mother. So if you speak, always have a scripture down on the table. Don't get excited and want to talk without no book. Always make sure what you're talking on is a scripture. And then you put the rules and the regulations down with them. And when you got something to say, my sister, my brother, my uncle, my auntie, where are we going to read that at? Because I know where you're coming from. What can we read that at? That's how you put the mouth down. That's how they start getting very narrow, although they meant it. Well, yes, that sounds real good, but what can I read to that? See? Now you got them. Oh, you got them. Now they try to, oh, I know it's in the book. Okay, well, go ahead and find it. Then you can read back and watch them just quiet as a, they're going to be quiet as whatever. They're going to be quiet. Because they ain't going to find something that has been taught by the what? Tell me out there, young lion, they've been taught by the what? So the 15th chapter of Matthew going on. See, you will find out one thing, and that's the part that will make you speak good. When you find out that whatever we've been taught all our life, we go in the Bible and we can't find it no more. you can't find out why you going on no Sunday. You can't find it in the Bible why you going on Sunday. You can find with some man on concocted, but you can't find it in the Bible that's going on. See? You got them, but you got to have the scripture to do that. Can't talk a good game. Got to read a good game. So, when we go to the 15th chapter, let's see what it says here. Let's make a little meal out of it, because I'm trying to give you everything you need to work with, because you're always going to be out. But the more, the merrier. Like right now, it's over 800,000 strong on the international side. And look at the memo said, how many do you think is pro Voices of the Truth? How many? I don't know. I'll give you an answer later. I don't know how many 800,000 on the international side is pro Voices of the Truth is like. I'm not going to give it a guess right now. But I know one thing. Number-wise, we know you don't stack the decks. But I like it when you don't stack the decks. Because then we get a chance to deliver you up according to what we read in 60 verse 22. I like the deck stack. Because we're going to go in this book and see what you got in your book, the Catholic Church book, the Latter-day Saints book. So every organization came out of it from the Catholic Church. So we're going to deal with them first, but a.k.a. you on the way, too. That is good. So now, going to the 15th chapter, verse 1, there, young lion. And we're working on something. This is going to be a long series. But I'll tell you one thing. Those that got tape 1 and all the rest of the tapes, study it, because you're going to be on the clock. Let's see what it says in 15, start 1 down to verse number 9.
All right. Going over to the book of Matthew, chapter 15, we're going to read verse 1 down to verse number 9. The book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 1 reads, then came to Yahweh the Son, scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, verse 2, why do they disciples transgressed the tradition of the elders, for they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Verse 3. But he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of Yahuwah by your traditions? Verse 4. For Yahuwah commanded, saying, honor your father and mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. Verse 5. But you say, whosoever should say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever you mightest be profited by me. Verse 6. And honor not his father or his mother, he should be free. Thus have you made the commandment of Yahuwah of none effect by your tradition. Verse 7. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah the seer prophesy of you. Verse 8. This people draws now unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their mind is far from me. Verse 9. But in vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrines, the commandments of men.
You see what he called them? The religious leader, they call him a hypocrite. He said, you teaching the doctrines of man. I ain't told you nothing about that. I said this and you own something else. So you see, and that's what's going to happen when you put your sisters and your brothers and your aunties down and say, well, okay, I understand. But where can we read what we do today? What can we read? We're supposed to eat hog on January the 1st. Where do we get that from? What we read before we eat hog, period. What we read that we supposed to be keeping 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock, according to the Bible? What can we read that in? See, now you got them. Let's read that, brother and sister of my family. Guess what? You will shut everybody's mouth. They're going to be stuck because all the stuff they've been taught, it's going to be tradition of me. Let's preach up that to Mark chapter 7, young line. And we're going to take it down, 7 down to verse number 9 and 13. We're going to precept that. And don't mess around and tell your brother, your auntie, or your cousin to precept the Bible. It's just like pulling a pistol on them. Precept. What's that supposed to mean? They got to look up on their phone what that means, precept. That means you can't tell us good stories. You got to read a good story. That's what it means. Let the Bible do the talking. And we just do the reading. But we've been reading like parakeets. Now it's time to get some comprehending and understanding because your salvation is on the line. Chapter 7, verse 6 down to verse 9 and 13. What did it say that young line? And pick your reading up a little bit, young line. Because I don't got it happy now, so I'm ready to pick it up a little bit. 7. Chapter 7. 6 down to verse 9 and 13, what it say?
The book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 6 down to 9 and verse number 13. Verse 6 reads, he answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah the seer prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their mind is far from me. Verse 7, howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrines, the commandments of men. Verse 8, for laying aside the commandment of Yahuwah, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many others such like things you do. Verse 9, and he said unto them, full well you rejected the commandment of Yahuwah, that you may keep your own tradition. Verse 10, for Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoso it curse his father or mother, let him die to death. Verse 13. Making the word of Yahuwah of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like say, do you.
So all you teaching is doctrines of men. We can't read that. What we've been doing all our life, we can't really know. Because, let me show you why it's a doctrine of men. Bring it out there, mother. Genesis 2, verse 3. Let me show you. We've been doing the doctrines of men. We've just been parakeet and battling a man, and that man going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. To follow this man that made the man, Genesis 2, verse 3, what it say, mother? Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, Mother E. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 3. Genesis 2, Genesis. Verse 3. What did it say that, Mother? Let's read.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made.
He blessed the seventh day. The seventh day, look on your calendar. Or pick up that old piece of phone, you guys, and ask, what day is the seventh day? And ask them what day is Sunday. They say, farmer said, Sunday is sun worshiping, the first of the week. First day of the week. That ain't your blessed day. I know. Tradition of men's got you doing the first day. See? Leviticus 2 and 3, mother, 1, 2, and 3. And who is he telling this to that's supposed to keep the Sabbath day? Huh? The sundown on Friday, sundown on Saturday. Who's he telling that to in the Leviticus 2 and 3, 1, 2, and 3? Hey, mother, who are you telling that to? Come on.
Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous gathering, even these are my feasts. Verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and righteous convocation. A righteous gathering. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwellings.
So the Sabbath day ain't got nothing to do with the six anointed camps of voices of the Israelites. It's an order from your maker. And an order was given to the children of Israel, all 12 tribes, to keep the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day when the sun goes out on Friday, to the sun go down on Saturday. And he said you're supposed to have a holy gathering. Not just sit there and jack your slack. You're supposed to have a holy gathering on the Sabbath day. But you're doing the traditions of men. Men's the one gave you sun worshiping, hog eating. That traditions of men. Because he told Moses, now Moses, I ain't through with you yet, Moses, in the 24th chapter, verse 1 and 8. What he said, mother, in Leviticus 24, verse 1 and 8, what he said we can read. This is the Almighty talking to Moses, the head of the children of all 12 tribes of Israel. Remember, you got to be called out by genealogy, not by a religious base. Not by a religious base. Catholic only means universal. That means we will. It's like a key. Fix everything. It's a universal. That's the word it means. That means we can make room for you. I don't care what you own. We can make room for you. Universal. Mm-hmm. Ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. The Bible got something to do with genealogy. He's talking to the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what he told Moses to tell them in 24 verse 1 and 8. What did he say? Tell them that, mother.
Leviticus chapter 24, verses 1 and verse 8. Verse 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 8, every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Yahweh continues. Being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
The children of Israel supposed to keep the springboard. forth a life from the Sabbath day. Our everlasting covenant have been bred into the genealogy of the children of Israel. But they have lost their way. Because right now they are just Christians, Catholics, Baptists, Muslims, all these religions. You have lost your way. Now he sent a ministry to find you, but how we find you to write the scriptures down. That's your preacher. Why are we not keeping the Sabbath? I'm going to pay you your tithes and your free will offering, but why are we not keeping the Sabbath day, Friday night to Saturday night? Why are we doing Sunday, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock in the morning? Why? The Bible don't say that. That's tradition for men. Now, I like to be a fly on the wall when you show them that. See? What was I going to tell you? Produce your cause. Why is one on Sunday? And when the mighty one tells each Saturday, sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. That's how the time is. Why? That's traditions of men. Men taught you that. But that's going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. Got it? Good. Now, young lion, we clear the one that says in 1:17, now we know who that is. Talk to John. Come back to 1:17 again. With that understanding, we should be clear who we're talking now in 1:17 of Revelation. Let's see what he says again in 1:17 of Revelation.
All right, we're going back over to 1:17 of Revelation. The book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last."
Yeah, give us a moment. And what does he say to John?
Verse 18. "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and have the keys of hell and of death."
And he got the key, not Peter. He got the key. Not Peter. This is the guy got the keys with him. He got the keys to hell and death, not Peter. So we're going to get on Peter again, but not him. So here's going to the key, and the keys mean what that we can read. Here's the point. What that we can read in 11:52 of the book of Mark. Mark 11:52, where are these keys that you got? He said, listen, we know up the road, we have a teaching come out and said Peter got the keys. Matter of fact, at the Basilica over there in Rome, they got Peter holding some keys. What Peter doing some keys for? What Peter doing some keys for? We take care of that later. Oh, we got a long way to go. But let's see what these keys is now. We go on and find out, well, the Bible have a double meaning. So when you read Job 11, verse 6 and 43:28 of the book called Sirach, the Bible have a double meaning. So this keys is not a physical key he's talking about. It's what we can read out of the Bible. Remember, everything in the Bible. Read what Peter got the key. What the keys mean. See, you want make that man 74, you want you pay your tithes and your offers to. What that mean that we can read? Don't talk no good game no more, Mr. Preacher. You have to read a good game to me now. You know what they can say to you? You know, get a big digging so in a business. We got one here. I think we got to throw him out that door. See, that's what's going to happen to you. After all them tithes and free will offers you have paid. You know, they got it written in Latter-day Saints, especially there. Don't speak against, don't question the 12 apostles. Well, my salvation on the line. We're going to get you straightened out. We're going to take care of that, too. We're going to take care of everything as it unfolds and see as it's written. But now, the biblical definition of these keys to get ready to read in the book of Luke, chapter 11, 52. Now here go the biblical definition. So up there with the keys in his hand, and you got statues up all over the place with keys in his hand. What do the keys mean that we can read in 1152 of Luke? What they mean that we can read?
The book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 52. Verse 52 reads, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge."
The key of what?
The key of knowledge. The key of knowledge.
Oh, knowledge. Just talking about knowledge. You are taking away the key of knowledge. That means we're all over the place now. You don't have the knowledge of this thing. The key is knowledge. It's been removed from you. You think it's a physical key. No. It is the keys of knowledge to know who lying to you and who is telling you the truth. All of it removed from you. So you know what we got to do now? So we got to dust you off. Bring you up through the scripture. So the keys is the knowledge of the Bible. And who for we teaching the Bible? Let's go to 4 verse 1 now, young lion. Go to 4:1. Now we're going to 4 verse 1.
Okay.
Chapter 4, so now we still. But now I need to pull out one more thing before we go there. It says, "In the beginning was the Word," right? "And the Word was made flesh," in verse 14. Since we know John is writing the hereafter, so John laid it on the line in the book of Revelation. Or 1911. Let's talk about it in 1911 again. Let's find what it says in 1911 about this. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among men." Hold up. Revelation 19, verse 11.
Going over to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse number 11. Verse 11 reads, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doeth judge and make war."
So what, read that again?
The book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse number 11. Verse 11 reads, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doeth judge and maketh war."
Keep reading.
Okay. 12. "His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself." 13. "And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahuwah."
So there ain't no the Word of Yahuwah. The Word of Yahuwah, that's the one in the beginning. That's Yahuwah the Son. You see how you preach up your Bible? So this Word that was made plus that was with the Bible, that's Yahuwah the Son. See? Let the Bible tell the story. Now go to 1 John on the right side of the book and pick it verse 1 down to verse 3. Then he'd break it down again. See, you remember, you can start your meal eating anywhere. You know, anywhere you start your meal eating. This is what it says in 1 John on the right side of book 1:1 down to verse 3. Now watch this thorough breakdown, 1:1 down to verse 3 on the right side of book 1 John. Come on there, young lion.
Okay, we're going over there to 1 John chapter 1, verse number 1. Verse 3 reads, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with Yahuwah the Father and with his Son, Yahuwah the Son." Did you say 1 down to 3? Or just verse 3?
Yeah, first. On the right side of the book, chapter 1, verse 1.
Okay. The book of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "That which was from the beginning." Yeah, verse 1 down to 3. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Verse 2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, and you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Yahuwah the Son.
Yeah. That's how you see, that's how you let the Bible do the talk. So now you see who was there in the beginning. It was the Father and the Son in the beginning. So the Father and the Son and he sent the Son down in the flesh, and which is the word of Yahuwah the Father. He came in the Father's name, came in the Father's word, and he talked his talk. See, that's how you deal with that. That's the Bible do the talk. See, but the traditions of men is going to keep you down. You ain't going to never get right with law you're doing traditions of men. That's why this series right here exposing the lies of the Catholic Church. I'm going to love every minute of this, because the bottom line is, because what they got on the table ain't, we're going to find out that they ain't got nothing right. But we'll find out later. All right. So now, so we find out now, we know John is writing it hereafter. So when you hear the conversation, we're getting ready to hear this about the hereafter. We're going to look at a Bible called the Geneva Bible, the 1560 Geneva Bible, before the King James came out. And what we want to do, we want to go to the 17th chapter, read 1 down to verse 9, and then we want to read what they wrote within the Books of Pains on their footnotes. Now, the Geneva Bible is printed, this is a 1560 Geneva Bible. And but we're going to read out of the King James Bible, young line. We're going to read 1 down to verse 8 or 9. Then we're going to read the footnotes and see who they're talking about. We're going to let the Bible tell you who they're talking about. After we read, now remember, John is writing the hereafter. Did you read 4 verse 1 already?
No, sir.
You didn't read it again. Give me 1 up in 4:1. Give me 4:1 and 2. Let me get a second witness on 4:1 and 2. Just to make sure we on point. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. What does it say?
The book of Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 and verse number 2. Verse 1 reads, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. Verse 2. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
Okay, and matter of fact, I need to read another verse because this is going to swing back at the Latter-day Saints again in verse 3. What did it say in verse 3?
Verse 3. And he that sent was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald.
Mm-hmm. I look up all them words, that's all different shades of brown. So the man was sitting on the chair, he was all shades of brown. He had a rainbow over his head, so color was everywhere. Now, Joseph Smith got written in his Mormon book that who appeared to him were two white men, and when he was praying and getting everybody happy, you know, and healing people, and they got a report about, in the Book of the Mormons, about the woman saying that when she was looking at him, his face was transfigured, and he looked so white we seen the bones. He turned whiter than anything we ever seen. So Joseph Smith turned white in anything you can see. But the one that's that sat on that throne that John seen, he was all, now look at all them stones you have to be reading about, all of them is shades of brown. Dark brown, in between brown, so brown was everywhere. See that? And a rainbow, you know a rainbow got. So all this right here, it just ain't going to add up when we start zeroing in on this thing. The man that sit on the throne, he's not a pack. Matter of fact, you want to know what he look like? You really want to know what he look like? Let's go to Revelation chapter 1. Remember John, the one writing it? Let's go to 1:14-15. Let's see what he look like to sit on the throne. What the Bible say he look like. We know what men say. We know what your pictures say. But do the Bible support what he look like? And look what the Bible says look like in 1:14-15 online. And mother, you have me 2:18 waiting on me. Let's see what the Bible says he looked like. 1:14-15. Come on that young line, what he look like.
Okay, we're going over there to the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14 reads, his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Verse 15. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burnt in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
So now you look down at your feet. Now, at your feet that you got yourself, it ain't too much awesome than your face. Your feet and your face got the same complexion. So his feet would look like they were burnt in a furnace. So if his feet were having burnt in a furnace, face would be white and clear. See? It don't add up. Look at your feet. Look at your face. It's going to be identical. Same thing about Yahweh the Son. When they looked at him, his feet would look like they not only was brass, as they were burnt in a furnace. You know what burnt means. You ain't got no problem with burning. You know what burn means. So now, mother going to precept that to 2:18. And what it says, you can read that, mother, 2:18.
The book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 18. And unto the angel of the church at write these things, said the son of Yahweh, the Father, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet as like fine brass.
And his feet were like what, mother?
Fine brass.
Fine brass. That's what his feet were like. Fine brass. See that? As if they were burnt in a furnace. See that? So now, the fear, remember, if you really want to know the fear, young lion, now, the fear of Daniel, you know, has something to say about the same thing. Because remember, it says, and we now reading Amos 3, verse 7, he will do nothing but reveal his secrets to his servants to fear. So what he tell Daniel, verse 5 and 6? And young lion, what he says we can read in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 5 and 6?
Going over there to the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 5 and verse number 6. Verse 5 reads, then I lift up my eyes and look, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz.
Yeah.
Verse 6, his body also was like the burl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color of polished brass, and the voice of his words.
Stop it there. He says, his arms and his feet was like what?
Fine brass.
No, like what?
His arms and his feet like the color to polished brass.
No, so he was a color man. You know what a color man is. You watching the Roots right now, ain't you? Think they got the Roots on right now, or you got the color fountain and the white fountain. So who go to the color fountain? Huh? If Yahuwah the Son was on the face of the earth, what fountain would he have to go to, being the creator, by being a color man according to his arms? His arms and his feet light in color. He was a color man. So now you're watching the eyes on the prize right now, Roots and all that stuff right now, in the February, am I right? They got it written in Jim Crow days. It's got a color fountain and a white fountain. So according to this guy right here, by being a color man, what fountain will he have to go to? Hey, Mother E, what fountain will this color man have to go to right now if them color fountain and a white fountain, which fountain will the son have to go to, a mother?
He has to go to the color fountain.
That's exactly right. He got to go to the color fountain. So all this transparent to somebody looking pure white and pale white and they see through his, that don't work. All that is called lies from the pits of hell. If he came today and he was in the movie called The Roof, Eyes on the Prize, and he got thirsty at the well, he got to go to the fountain that says color fountain, the color well, because that's what all African American, Negro, and colors have to go to. The ones that was red and pink went to the white. So there it is right there. His arms, he had on a green garment, and he had his feet and his arms was a color man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the color, because you got it on your TV, screen, the color fountains and the white fountains. So if he was here today and got thirsty, he had to go to the color fountain or you was going to lock him up. Yeah. There it is. Now, so we got that out the way. So now we go on and look at, since we know John is writing it here after. John is talking to a color man. He said, John, I want you to write the hereafter because of things that's going to happen, not in your day. So you will marvel at a lot of things that's going to happen. So now we're going to tell you, I want you to put it in writing. Now, what are you getting ready to read? The 17th chapter, 1 through 9, this was not in his days. This was prophecy to come. Then we go on into the Geneva Bible and find out what the footnotes say all this means. Let's see what's going on in 1 through 9, the 17th chapter there, young line. What it says in 17th chapter 1 through 9. Take your time. Come on.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Revelation. Chapter 17, picking up at verses 1 down to verse number 9. Verse 1 reads, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come here, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of fornication. Verse 3. For they carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Verse 5. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Verse 7. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns. Verse 8. The beast that you saw was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is. Verse 9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom, the 7 hills and 7 mountains on which the woman sits.
Mm-hmm. He said the woman sits on 7 hills and 7 mountains. Now, young man, that old one out Satan telephone, who sits on what country is on 7 hills and 7 mountains? Ask that telephone exactly who it is that, according to verse 9, sit on 7 hills and 7 mountains. Ask that old, at that telephone, say, telephone.
Sit on 7 hills and 7 mountains.
Sitting on 7 hills and 7 mountains. What that means? Where is the place located at? Let's see what it say that we all can hear together.
Okay. I got to type mine in, sir. So the question is, what woman sits on 7 hills and 7 mountains?
Yeah, we wanna know what do that one-eyed Satan telephone tell us, that who sits on that 7 hills, and John is writing about somebody that's gonna be sitting on 7 hills and 7 mountains according to 17 verse 9. And what do that telephone say that is? You ask old Google. Hey Google, who sits on 7 hills and 7 mountains? What it say?
Okay. Well, I'm pulling it up right now. Let me just go say it and hopefully it speaks back. What woman sits on 7 hills and 7 mountains?
Thank you.
What woman sits on 7 hills? And what name of that country that sits on 7 hills is a location? Who sits on 7 hills and 7
mountains? What country sits on 7 hills and 7 mountains?
That would be
okay. I got something that popped up inside of my Google. It says the one that sits on 7 hills and 7 mountains of Rome.
The one that sits on 7 hills and 7 mountains is Rome. Rome was built on 7 hills and 7. That's called the Vatican City, Rome. The Vatican City, Rome is this woman they're talking about. Now we want to go and read the footnotes. The New Bible, 1960, they got a footnote in here on the 17th chapter talking about the same thing. Let's go and let's look into the Geneva Bible, 1560, identify this woman that sits on 7 hills and 7 mountains. According to the Geneva Bible, footnote, 1560. What are we working with there, young line? What can you edify this over 800,000 plus about who this woman is by looking at the 17th chapter and the footnotes on it on the right-hand side? Who's this woman?
Okay, I'm reading from the Geneva Bible, the year the 1560s version. Reading from the footnotes of Revelation chapter 17, verse 1 down to 9. It starts off reading, the woman is the Antichrist, that is the Pope, which the whole body of his filthy creature is as it is expounded.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Now, that's proper. Read that again. You said it's written in the Geneva Bible, 1560.
Mm-hmm.
there again, and they know, take your time now and emphasize the most important words. You might want any word that sounds pretty good, emphasize it and pronounce it twice. What is it that we all looking at together?
Okay, this woman is the Antichrist. That is the Pope, which is the whole body of his filthy creatures, as is expounded.
You mean that's written in the footnote of the 1560 Geneva Bible? They identified that sits on men and water, just identified that golden cup that in the name got the names in, the name is Jesus in the cup. You mean it's been identified? Yes, Zero. In the Geneva Bible, computer, pull up the Geneva Bible and read the book. It says that war that sits on many waters and will be operating with red and purple clothing and a cup, and in the name in the cup will be Jesus. And letting you know you will be martyred for that name Jesus. You're gonna be killed on that name. But you gotta know when you'll be killed for that name. You're gonna take this name Jesus all the way to your grave, right? And then you're gonna be woke up and you're gonna have to talk about this name Jesus. But we find out all this come from the mother church that has daughters. When you're a mother, that means you got daughters and sons. And the sons and daughters is called the Baptist Church, the Episcopalian Church, the WCC, Real Council of Churches, the Latter-day Saints, all these the daughters and the sons of the Roman Catholic Church. And it's written in your Geneva Bible, 1560, that the woman you saw, it is the Pope. And he said the Pope gonna have in his cup abomination, and the name he gonna have in it is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And John marveled, you mean they gonna call you Jesus? Yes, they gonna call you Jesus. But here's the point. But by them calling you Jesus, it was written in the book of Enoch in the 40th chapter there, young lion. It was written about this red. Enoch was talk about this. Matter of fact, look at Enoch 1:1, it's read a little bit first, and there you know Enoch saying that I will be around, but we'll read it for ourselves. Go on to Enoch 1:1 and find out what Enoch said there, young man. We'll read down until we get out of point. Enoch is he's the seventh from heaven. Enoch will tell you something that we're gonna read together in the book of Enoch, chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read a little bit down and see what Enoch said by writing over 160 books. So this is what he wrote, Enoch 1:1, and read down a little bit. Come
on. Okay, we're going to read the first book of Enoch, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1, read. The words of the blessing of Enoch, with which he blessed the elect and righteous, who will be living in the day of tribulation. When all the wicked of the Yahwalis people are to be removed from the earth.
Hold that point. Hold on, Mother Z. We get you right. Don't get too happy with that, Mother Z. I know you ready to get on that microphone, Mother Z. Hold on, Mother Z. Now listen. Listen what he just said again. Read that again. I don't got happy too. I know Mother Z, so I don't got so happy. See, give me the microphone. I'm ready to holler in that microphone behind this. Read it again.
Book of Enoch, first book of Enoch, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, the words of the blessing of Enoch, with which he blessed the elect and righteous, who will be living in the day of tribulation, when all the wicked and the Yahwalis people are to be removed from the earth.
Excellent. Right there. Let's leave it right there. So Enoch said, I'm going to be around because I was given a prophecy that he will have me peeping on the tribulation when all the wicked is going to be what? Let's see what all the wicked is going to be that we can read by going to the 40th chapter, 41. Until all the wicked is what? Now we're going to see, he said, I will be there when tribulation hits. When all the wicked is going to be done what? In 41 verse 2. In the book of Enoch 41 verse 2, he said, I will be around when it's time to take care of the wicked. 41 verse 2, what did it say there, young lion?
The book of Enoch, chapter 41, verse number 2, verse 2 reads, and there I saw the mansions of the elect and the mansions of the righteous. And my eyes saw all the sinners being driven from there which denied the name of the Yahuwah spirits. And they were being dragged off, and they could not live because of the punishment which proceeds from the Yahuwah of spirits.
You see it? So one that had that name that they won't get right, Moses. They won't get that Yahuwah right. Now Enoch said he would be around when your time is up. And they're gonna be dragged off for punishment that denied the four letters, Moses. They denied the four letters. We read now in 41 verse 2 that they're going to be dragged off and punished for backing away from that name. And we find out who's going to start that name and give him another name is the Poke of Rome. The Poke of Rome is going to boom feed all that came out of him with the sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. Because even everybody that broke away from Rome, the Protestant church, the Latter-day Saints, but one thing they all got in common, the only thing they broke away for is to do their own thing. But they kept the same doctrine, and they kept the name Lord God Jesus Christ. All of them kept that same name. And that's the name right here. Enoch's name is going to be done what? Unto a king.
You say you want
three,
one, two, and three? Okay. We're going back over to
41,
the book of, okay, we're going back to the book of Enoch, chapter 41, verse number 2. First book of Enoch, chapter 41, verse 2 reads, and there I saw the mansions of the elect and the mansions of the righteous. And my eyes saw all the sinners being driven from there which denied the name of Yahuwah spirit. And they were being dragged off, and they could not live because of the punishment which proceeds from the Yahuwah spirit.
Mm-hmm. And you got some in the 40th chapter, verse 6 and 7, going to try to, how a person try to beat you running to tell their lies, get in, because they feel all that drum on them. But then telling you to get it right now. If you wait to get it right, you're going to run into Enoch chapter 40, verse 6 and 7. Listen to that. What it said, Enoch chapter 40, verse 6 and 7.
The book of 1st Enoch chapter 40, verse 6 and verse number 7. Verse 6 reads, and I saw the storehouses of the sun and moon, where they go and where they come, and their glorious return.
Well, hold on, young man. Hold on there, young lion. Look real carefully.
I'm at 41.
At 40, 67. I know you don't got happy. I'm happy, too. We're going to deliver the knockout vote with over 800,000 strong on the international side. What Enoch said he seen in verse 40, verse 6 and 7. What did he say?
The book of 1st Enoch, chapter 40, verse 6 and verse number 7. Verse 6 reads, and the third voice I heard pray and intercede for those who live on the earth, and pray earnestly in the name of Yahuwah's spirit. Verse 7, and I heard the fourth voice feeding off fending off the Satan and forbidding them to come before the Yahweh of spirits to accurse them who dwell on the earth.
Read that again. Accused them. They tried to come and put on their cause. Accused them. They tried to come and talk. No, you talk now. Now's the time to talk. Don't wait until you woke back up and somebody you going to talk. That's too late. He said, I saw the one that tried to get in there and accuse the reason why I didn't call him Lord God and Jesus. Because my mama said his name is Lord God and Jesus. They're going to try to put their case on. Them great big sisters are going to say, no, it's too late. You heard the voices of the two Israelites told you that name going to get you burnt up. It's too late now. They're going to have to whoop you now. Read it again.
First Enoch, chapter 40, verse number 7. Verse 7 reads, and I heard the fourth voice fending off the Satan and forbidding them to come before the Yahweh of spirits to accuse them who dwell on the earth.
You see that? So but he was fighting off the who was he fighting off again? Because we see an S on it, it's more than one. So when you don't have the name, his definition of you not, you hear what his name is, and here go your title that you're going to be having, that the angels say that he got from Enoch, that said they are called who? In verse 7?
Verse 7, I heard the fourth voice fending off the Satan.
The Satan. He said, that's the sons and daughters. That's the sons and daughters of the Catholic Church and of Satan. The sons and daughters. You know one that the Christian and the Islam, Judaism. You don't want to call him Yahweh. But you're going to call him Yahweh because you know why I know you're going to call him Yahweh? Hey, mother, what it says in the 45th chapter of Isaiah, I believe it's written that it's written by the seer that it's going to happen, Mother E. No, you ain't calling him Yahweh now. But it's written, mother, in the 45th chapter, verse 17. Hey, can you help those see out, mother? I know we trying to get to Mother Z real quick, but can you? Those see out got to happen too. And the 45th chapter, verse 23. Help those see out there, mother. What is saying that we can read?
Isaiah 45, verse 23. Isaiah.
Yes, ma'am. What's 23? Yeah, what it say?
Okay. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23 reads, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return that unto me. Even me shall bow, every tongue shall swear.
You said that I have sworn every knee. Hey, mother, every knee is going to bow down to swear. What if they going to bow down to swear? What, mother? Be going now, let's go find out the precept. We're going to Philippians chapter 5, mother. Let's find out what they going to bow down. What they going to be bowed. He said, I swear. Every knee going to bow that knee and swear. They will swear what, mother? We're going to precept that to the 5th chapter. And find out what they're going to swear, mother. We're going to Philippians chapter 5. And what we're looking for, is that what we want? We want whatever knee going to do, mother. Let's see what we want. No, make it chapter. Thank you, Mother Z. Thank you again, Mother Z. Chapter 2. Now, in Philippians chapter 2, mother. We want to know about this every knee. Every knee going to do what? Let's pick it up verse number 9. 9 down to 11. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 down to verse 11. What that say that, mother? Hey, Mother E, what do Philippians 2, 9 through 11 say?
Okay. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11.
Yes, straight down to 11. 9, 10, and 11. What do the Bible say about this every knee? We know every knee going to get down, but get down for what reason? Philippians 2, 9 to 11. Come on.
Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. Verse 9. Wherefore, Yahweh also has highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. Verse 10. That at the name of Yahweh the Son, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. Verse 11. And that every tongue shall confess that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh, to the greatness of Yahweh the Father.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? That's it, Mo. That's it. You nailed it already. You ain't gotta beat it no more, Mo. Right. We know if you get up, you're dropping on him. Listen, the bottom line is so that we know what every knee gonna bow down to. Every knee gonna get down. Every knee gonna get down to the name of Yahweh the Son and Yahweh the Father. So we know it's gonna happen. So all the name that you got, all the name, it's going to be beat down the powder. And give me one more in, Mo. We'll bring Mother Z in. Give me one more. Give me 14 verse 9 of Zechariah. Because we clear about it. See, all these religions, they want to call the four letters. But them four letters is going to give you something. And not using the four letters, it's going to get you something. See? It's going to get you down. But we also going to find the four letters going to do something else for you. And Brother Mackay going to have 2031 of St. John waiting on me after mother. See, the four letters, if you don't use the four letters, Yahweh, it's going to get you down. You Lord God and Jesus Christ, Enoch said you're going to be driven off for punishment. And you ain't going to be able to live behind that punishment. And he called you a Satanist. Satanist. Why? Because you refused to call him by his name. Then a boxer a few years ago was fighting a guy named Ernie Terrell. He said, Muhammad Ali said, you can call me by my name. I'm going to whoop you till you call me by my name. And they said, when he got to whooping them real good, he called him Muhammad Ali. That's the same thing y'all going to say. But listen, you're going to get this name right. Because the man said, if you don't get the name right, before you die now, don't think that you're going to wait. I didn't know. Well, I don't know. According to the book, the one that didn't know and didn't want to know, Satan's going to take hold to them and keep you waiting to get into Yahweh. And they're going to be laying some 39-28 on you to 30. Had it, wait on the young line. Surah 39, 28 down to verse 30. Because they was created for this business. See, everybody got a job to do, like this morning on the camp. We got a job to do. We got some angels called the Holy Ghost, the righteous spirit. They got a job to do. You got a job to do. Everybody got a job to do. Huh? Is you going to do your own real good? It's up to you. What you read, Mother?
Zechariah 14:9.
Thank you, Mother Z. Verse 9.
And the Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. And that day shall there be one Yahweh, and his name one.
His name how many, Mother?
One.
And how many letters is his name, Mother?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H.
Hate that stuff. That's how it's going to be. One name. One name, Y-H-W-H. Because what do that Y-H-W-H name get you there, young lion, in 2031? What do that four letters get you Because we know them five letters or six letters of Jesus get you, it's going to get you some, it gonna get you some hellfire. I'm telling you, it's going to get you some hellfire. It's up to you. It's up to you. Keep on hollering at the Lord God Jesus Christ, though. He's going to get you some hellfire. But we're going to give you some life in 2031 of St. John.
The book of St. John, chapter 20, verse number 31 read. But these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believing you might have life through his name.
So, how many letters is that?
Four letters. Y-A-W-H, Yahweh.
That gonna get you some life. All the other man gonna get you some fire. So it's up to you. You can't. That's why the big middle spirit was fighting you off from Satan. That's because you refuse to call him by his name. It'll be too late because he stole a seal in the 39th chapter 28-30. Great mother's in. What is that we can read? Young man.
Yeah, the book of Sirach.
Sirach.
Chapter 39.
39,
verse 28
down to verse
30. And
we're going to pray mother's in.
The book of Sirach, chapter 39, verse 28 down to verse 30. Verse 28 reads, there be spirits that are created for vengeance, which in their fury lay on sore strokes. In the time of destruction, they pour out their forces and appease the wrath of him that made them. Verse 29. Fire and hell and famine and death, all these were created for vengeance. Verse number 30. Teeth of wild beasts and scorpions, serpents, and the sword, punishing the wicked to destruction.
What again? In that verse 30 again?
Punishing the wicked to destruction.
Come on, give me one more verse again in Enoch 41, verse 2. Punishing the wicked, Enoch 41, verse 2.
All right. The book of Enoch.
Correspond together. 41, verse 2.
Okay, we're going back over to the book of Enoch. We're going to pick it up in chapter 41. And we're going to read verse number 2. Verse 2 reads, and there I saw the mansions of the elect and the mansions of the righteous. And my eyes saw all the sinners being driven from there, which denied the name of the Yahweh Spirit. And they were being dragged out, and they could not live because of the punishment which proceeds from the Yahweh of Spirit.
It's there. And now we found out exactly when we're putting that punishment on you. The great big minister spirit and almighty son is going to tell them one more quick hit. What is Yahweh the son going to say in 1927 Luke? 1927. What is Yahweh the son going to say? Because he created the angels to do these things. Let's see what he's going to be doing in 1927 Luke. What the son going to be doing there, young lion?
The book of Luke, chapter 19. We want to read verse number 27. Verse 27 reads, but those my enemies, which were not that I should reign over them, bring here and slay them before me.
You see what you'll be doing? You'll be sitting in his golden chair, the real golden chair, watching the mental spirit slay you, but not calling on the name. It's right there. You gonna take Lord God Jesus Christ all the way to the grave, right? When you wake up, the middle spirit is not going to let you get to him and say, oh, I knew his name, but I want to stay with the peoples. Okay? Then you with the peoples. They're the peoples here right here, and the middle spirit is going to take care of all the peoples and you. Okay? How it going to be? On the first tape of exposing the lies of the Roman Catholic Church. And on that note, we're going to bring our mother in, Mother Z. Mother Z, let's see it. Holler in that microphone now. I got to holler in that microphone. Mama Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah, one of the mothers out of Cap 1. Yahwa beat you that see you right here. Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah. One of the mothers out of Cap 1. Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahwa beat you that see you right here.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seer Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, that Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, now we don't heard a whole lot now. But where the Almighty wants you to lay on this over 800,000 plus on the international side, you take your time, Mother, because you heard something today. But whatever you got for you, for the over 800,000 plus, take your time and bring it out. You on the clock, come on.
I'm just going to read from St. John 17:17, and I'm just going to read verse 1 first. St. John 17:1. The word spoke Yahweh and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Honor thy son that thy son also may glorify you. And I'm going to read from St. John 17:17. Sanctify them through your truth. Thy word is true. And then I'm going to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. And then I'm going and read in Psalms 119, verse 9, and then 142. Psalms 119, verse 9. What shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy words? In Psalms 142. The righteous is an everlasting righteous, and the law is the truth. And that's what I'm going to read for tonight and say, Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. That's right. Excellent, Mother. That's right. The word, see, we've been going on traditions for men, you know, Paul and Mom, they've been telling me, they told some things, but they wasn't right. But see, the point is, we got to figure out one thing. Did they hear it and they just rejected it? I don't know. So, but the point I'm saying, we got to break that trend, because we know clearly we can read English now, that although we read Semitic all the time, that we're going to get punished by calling this man by another name, Lord God Jesus Christ. You're going to get punished. And we're going to read it. But Enoch said he'll be our mother Eve. He'll be here on tribulation. Line and read that again, Enoch 1:1, down to verse 5. Then mother Eve, have me Deuteronomy 4, 1, 2. 1, 2, and verse number 30 and 31 of Deuteronomy. Oh, 1, 2, 30 and 31, after Young Lion reads that, Enoch 1 down in verse 5. Read it again. Enoch 1, 1 to 5 there. Young Lion, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Okay, we're going to the first book of Enoch. Chapter 1, we're going to read verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Verse 1 reads, the words of the blessing of Enoch, with which the blessed, the elect, and righteous, who will be living in the day of tribulation, when all the wicked and Yahweh's people are to be removed from the earth. Verse 2, and he began his story saying, I am Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by Yahweh, and who saw the vision of the righteous one in heaven, which the angel showed me, and I heard everything from them, and I saw and understood, but it was not for this generation to know, but for a remote one which is to come. Verse 3. As I began my story concerning the elect, I said, the righteous great one will come out from his dwelling. Verse 4. An eternal Yahweh will tread on the earth, on Mount Sinai, and appear in the seventh of his might from heaven. Verse 5. And all shall be very afraid. The watchers shall shake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them all the way to the end of the earth.
So you see how he laid that resume down? He said, look here, I'm going to be here. Hey, I'll be around. You're to witness this thing. But he said, it's not for my time. This is going to happen a most of generations to come. This is generation now, see, right? So you see how powerful this Bible is? He wasn't writing for his days, but he said, the Almighty going to have me wide-eyed and bushy-tailed to precept what he's saying in this remote generation when the day of tribulation. Now, this day of tribulation, Mother E, it's going to be... I got to pull a rabbit out of that in the book Isaiah 30. I need to pull a rabbit out of that first before you read that Deuteronomy chapter 4, 1 and 2, 29, 30, and the closing statement, Mother. I need to pull out of the verse in the 30th chapter. I need to pull out so we know what time it's going to be. We need to clock this time, Mother. On what time it's going to be. But I'm struggling right now. But it's a timeline that this is going to happen on, Mother. So I want to clock this time, Mother. This time is going to be somebody's trouble, Mother. And I want to read who trouble is going to be. If I want to do right, it's trouble going to be on somebody, Mother. So I want to see my clock that. And verse number 37. Can you help those see out, Mother, in 30 verse 7? Because this is going to be trouble on somebody that we can read in Jeremiah 30 verse 7. Hey, Mother E, what is in Jeremiah number 7?
Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 7 reads, Elias, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. But he shall be saved out of it.
Uh-huh. Is it
just
going to be Jacob's trouble? But he can be saved out of it. He can be saved out of it if he take heed, Mother. See, Mother, Jacob's going to catch some trouble. That's the 12 tribes of Israel. It's going to be Jacob's trouble. But it's up to Jacob. If he want to wake up and hear what we bring into the children of Israel, because this is going to happen. And what's going to happen? Deuteronomy 4, 1, 2, 29, I mean 30 and 31 and close the statement, Mother. And we'll get back on take two of exposing the lives of the Catholic take two. But right now, Mother, can you throw C out in Deuteronomy? I say what, just give me just give me one and two, Mother. That's good enough in close the statement. Deuteronomy 4:1-2.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh of your fathers gave you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish up from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 9, Mother, in closing statement. Read verse 9 in closing statement.
Verse 9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thou so diligent, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from your mind all the days of your life. But teach them your sons and your sons' sons.
Mm-hmm. So, Mother, we got to teach this thing, Mother. And that we come on out with it, we try to teach this thing. So it's commanded for us to teach our offsprings, our neighbors. Teach them, Mother. Teach them. If they don't want to hear, that's on them. Close to them, Mother, we'll catch you on take two of exposing the Roman Catholic Church take two. Close to them, what you got to say behind that? Come on.
Thank you and praising Yahweh for the class, and thank you and praising Yahweh for the teachers. Thank you and praising Yahweh for each and every one that's listening. Thank you and praising Yahweh that I'm able to be in the class. And I'm just going to read in that same chapter 4, I'm going to read verse 5 to 8. It says, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Yahweh, my Yahweh, commanded me that you should do. Go in the land where you go to possess it. Verse 6, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nation, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, so has Yahweh so nigh unto them, as Yahweh our Yahweh is in all things that he called upon him for? Verse 8, and what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, one thing about Mother, he has these. If you get up there, they're dropping on you. They'll deliver it. And that's what it's all about. You can't run from this thing. You got to run to it. Now, young lion, what it says in verse number, now remember Enoch, what he said. Well, look what he said. Though he was talking to the children of Israel in verse 30 and 31. What did he say?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, picking up at verse 30 and verse 31. Verse 30 reads, when you are in tribulation, and all these things are come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and shall be obedient unto his voice. For the Yahweh, your Yahweh, is a merciful Yahweh. He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swear unto you.
And who are you? In verse 1, Israel. Hey, children of Israel, this is you. He's telling you this, children of Israel, in verse 40. What he saying in verse 40?
Verse 40. Verse 40 reads, You shall keep, therefore, his statutes and his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days upon the earth which the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, giveth you forever.
Remember, they pull it from Enoch, 31 through 6. We're saying 31 through 6, same book. Deuteronomy 31 through 6. They pull it, this Enoch was saying, they put what Enoch said to you, children of Israel. This is going to happen to you in the latter days. Guess what? You're on the clock now. 31 through 6. What did it say there, young lord?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 1 down to verse 6. Verse 1 reads, and it came, and it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations, whether Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, have driven you. Verse 2. And shall return unto the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your mind and with all your soul. Verse 3. That then the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, will return your captivity and have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all the nations where the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, has scattered you. Verse 4. If any of you be driven out to the outmost parts of the earth, from there will I, Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, gather you, and from there will he fetch you. Verse 5. And the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, will bring you into the land which your fathers, possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will do you good, and multiply you above your fathers. Verse 6. And the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, will circumcise your mind, and the mind of your seed, to love the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with all your mind and with all your soul, that you may live.
So remember, what they quote is what Enoch is telling, you know, you will have to get some urgency on, because he said in St. John 7, verse 6 there, you know what I mean? What he said in 7, verse 6 of St. John that we can read.
Okay, going over to the book of St. John. We're going to pick it up in chapter 7. We want verse number 6. The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, then Yahweh's son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is already, always ready.
Mm-hmm. And your time is always. And come back again to that Deuteronomy 4:30 again. Okay. What it says about in 4:30, one more time there, young man. Deuteronomy 4, verse 30.
Okay, we go back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 30. Verse 30, when you are in tribulation, and these things are come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and shall be obedient unto his voice.
He said, you got to be obedient unto his voice there. That's what he's telling you. And where is his voice at? Acts 13, 26, 27. What about his voice? He said, you got to be obedient to his voice. Your problem is you don't want to be obedient to his voice. Acts 13, 26, 27. Let's talk about it. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 26 and verse 27. Verse 26 reads, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fears Yahuwah, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Verse 27. For they that dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him.
So the voice, he's talking about you keep on pursuing back. This voice is a Luke 1, verse 70. You gotta understand something. The voice you supposed to be listening to, as it's written in Luke 1, verse 70.
Going over to the book of Luke. We're going to pick it up in chapter 1, and we want verse number 7. The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 70 reads, as he spake by the mouth of his righteous seal, which has been since the world began.
So when we read, Second Chronicles 36, verse 12 there, young line, let's see what he thinks about that in 36, verse 12. We'll get one more verse and we'll close out for tape one of exposing the lives of the Catholic Church. So we all we're doing is sending the groundwork down. In Second Chronicles 36, verse 12 there, young line, can y'all throw see out what it says we can read? 36, verse 12.
In the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 36. We're going to pick it up at verse number 12. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse number 12 reads, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahuwah, his Yahuwah, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of the Yahuwah.
Hey, that's you what the man is saying. So you see, the Bible is telling you, you know, you keep on paying the seal, no, never mind. It's up to you. Verse number 22.
Verse 22. 22 reads, now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahuwah, spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah the seer, might be accomplished, the Yahuwah stirred up the spirit.
Yahuwah speaks by the mouth of his seer. And to know what is the Yahuwah here and 9:27 of First Samuel and closing statement there, young line, take your time on your closing statement. That the mouth of the seer, that's who Yahuwah spoke by. Now, you by a Yahuwah seer, not the one that look in his hat with no marbles in his hat. Don't speak like that. This is how you operate that we can read in 9:27 and take it down on your closing statement. You'll be ready to take two on the lives of the Roman Catholic Church tomorrow.
We're going over to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 9. We're going to pick it up at verse 27. Verse 27 reads, and as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before, and he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahuwah.
And the word of Yahuwah is not in no hat, in no seal stone, and that's how Joseph Smith gave him the prophecy and turned white as snow, and the men appeared to him as white as snow. That don't work with this Bible open. Young man, take us home. The clothes are all yours.
If you don't.
All right. We want to thank Yahuwah for another blessed day. An opportunity to read the word of Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for blessing us to meet the seer Israel, the seer Roy, tribe of Yah.Ju. We also want to thank Yahuwah for my wife and children that he has given me to raise up in the word of Yahuwah and teach them the first five books and the whole Bible. From Genesis all the way to Revelation, but teaching the laws of Yahuwah. We also also want to thank Yahuwah for our elders and our mothers and all of the brothers and sisters and the voices of the true Israelites and all the 12 tribes, as well as our brothers and sisters. I also want to thank Yahuwah for teachers and the six anointed camps. And thank you, Yahuwah, for blessing the six anointed camps of the voices of the true Israelites. As I get ready to read, I want to read 2nd Ezra. I'm going to pick it up at chapter 12, and then I'm going to read verse number 29 reads, whereas you saw with two feathers under the wings passing over the head that is on the right side, verse 30,